question is the machlokas. The machlokas. That do you say there's a do you say that that say it's toasted out of order here, see, right? I'm review me should be before should be after the mic, please. Do you say that they're arguing even when the brachos are different? Right? And then the Gemara says, what would they be arguing about? And the Gemara answers, lahakdim. So we were saying that the machlokas is whether there's an overall kvias of the different types of achila. But just to clarify that, just to help you understand that a little more. Because the idea, what we're trying to say is that up to this point we haven't really dealt with an idea of kedima, right? Because kedima is when you have two things to do. So it's at a minimum, the idea of kedima, meaning to say the idea that your behavior is going to be regulated by a certain order, right? At a minimum requires there are two things before you simultaneously, and then you could say I have two things to do and they're both upon me simultaneously. I need to have an order to decide which one to go first. Okay, but it has to be that they are both before you, otherwise there's no inyan of kedima. So for instance, just the simplest example is, let's say it's Friday and it's Hanukkah, right? So you have two mitzvos. You have the Ne'er Shabbos and the Ne'er Hanukkah. And they're both upon you at the same time. So the question is, which one comes first? But nobody would say you light the Hanukkah candle on Thursday before the Shabbos candle. There's no idea of kedima. Your behavior is not being regulated in any way. Because there's no opportunity. There are no two things to do. It's only on Friday that you have an idea of kedima. It's not an idea of kedima on Thursday. Or most things are like that. Most things are really like that. Like, you have to make a bracha before you eat. It's not an idea of kedima. It's an idea that the bracha is a matir for the achila. So you really can't eat until you make the bracha. It's not an idea of order. Right? So order is only when both things are before you simultaneously, and now you have to know how to behave. So we have rules. Tadir, sheno tadir, tadir kodem. There are certain rules like that. But the question is that I understand when there's a chiyuv. It's easy to see when there's a chiyuv. Because the chiyuvim exist. So the chiyuvim exist on their own. And it's the zman of two chiyuvim, you have to decide which mitzvah comes first. But what's difficult is in the realm where it's optional. Where all of these things are really optional. There's no chiyuv over here to eat rukos and peros. It's purely optional. So in what sense am I saying that they are existing before me at the same time? I mean, let's say Rabbi Yehudas. Let's say you have a tznon and a zayas. So I want to eat the tznon and then I want to eat the zayas. So when I'm coming to eat the tznon, that's the only thing that's there. I have a desire to eat the tznon first. So when I come to eat the tznon, in what way can you say, well, achila zayas is there too, and therefore you must choose it? They don't exist together. How do they exist together? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, I can understand. Let's say I want to put on my shoes. Let's start with that. I want to put on my shoes. That's optional. You don't have to put your shoes on in the morning. Right? Certainly not shoes that you have to tie. But if you want to put your shoes on and they have to be tied, you're supposed to tie the left one first. Let's say that's true. Okay? Maybe you say that's, I don't know if that's really a halacha, it's a minhag. Whatever, you can already discuss it. But let's say that's the position. I think it's a machlokas. But let's say you hold that way. You have to tie the left shoe first. But they're two separate optional things. Why does one? How is that possible? How are they both before me at the same time? So So you must say, that it's because you're really doing one activity of tying your shoes. It's really one activity that has two components. And the raya is, when you finish tying one, you wouldn't say you finished that activity. You'd say, I finished one component of a greater activity. So really my desire is tying my shoes or washing my hands. So then I could say, that's the one thing that you're really doing. Now that one thing is before you in its entirety, and all of its components are before you, because there's a tzirif by the overall activity. So now I can say, when I'm coming to tie my shoes, I must order the components in a certain way. But it's only because I can only have this idea because I'm saying that both activities are really part of a greater activity. Right? Now I can say that the greater activity is before me, and it has now, therefore, all of its components are before me. You understand what I'm trying to say? So that's what I'm saying is over here is the question. That when I'm eating vegetables and fruits, do you say, well, I want to eat the tznon first? So when I want to eat the tznon, there's no achila zayas present. So how can you regulate my behavior? Nobody wants to eat a tznon and a zayas at the same time. It's always you want to eat one after the other, right? So whichever one I want to eat first, the other one doesn't exist. So how can there be an order? It's like a paradox, right? That's what the Gemara couldn't understand. What are you talking about, an order? What are you talking about? It's adif. So the answer is, what we were saying yesterday is that's the question. Do you say that no, you're really coming, since you're sitting down in one yeshiva, and you have many minim in front of you, and you have das on all of them, you're really engaged in a greater activity of achila. And your das is going to define all the components of that achila. So now in that activity, therefore before you is the achila and all of its components. And now you can say lachdim. You understand? But the question really is, do you say that? Do you say that they're viewed as two components of one greater activity? Or do you say, no, each one is its own thing, and therefore there's no idea of lahakim?
Are you no longer saying the idea you mentioned yesterday about them being equal versus not, as far as being relevant to this?
Equal versus not. I'm not sure what that was.
Because you said, if I remember correctly, that in the case where...
There's nothing making one better than the other. Correct. In terms of the process, in terms of the activity, one is not greater than the other.
Is that like an extraneous idea, or like...
That's also part of order. That's also part of order.
That you can only have an order when they're equal. If they're not equal, then it's the thing itself which is going to... You wouldn't say that this is coming before that one. This is just what it is, and this is its place. Right,
well, that's like the Shevach. I mean, when the Shevach is greater, it's not the same type of idea of Lahakdim.
Is that a different idea that you're saying now, or is that a different facet of it?
Well, I'm saying now is one thing, is that in order to have an idea of Kedima, they have to all be before you at once. Okay? And that's going to be the question. Can you say that there's a greater category of a certain kavias of this type of achila or not? Right? See, all the other ideas that we were talking about have to do with the nature of bracha. It's a little different, as we are referring to. The nature of bracha itself, that there's a better type of a bracha, or when you engage in making a bracha on many things, there's a certain way to do it. Here it's different. Here it's two separate activities. It's not a question of which bracha is a better bracha, or which way is the proper way to make a bracha, or make it on the more chashuv thing. They're two separate things. And now they just have to have an order. Okay?
The machlokas, whether or not it's a greater activity of achila, and in that, is that the machlokas?
Or do you say no? In Peros and Yerokos, the only time you have a real kvius is like a suda, lechem. That's a real kvius, where you can encompass the whole thing. Not by Peros and Yerokos. That's really the way we hold. I mean, we don't really hold like this, that there's a kvius for different types of foods. We don't hold this way. La halacha, this is not a shita. Okay. Alright. Because you have to be able to say, just in terms of the terminology, to say that you're makdim means that there are things here and I'm passing over one and going to the other. You know, the difference between saying this is first and I have to be makdim this. Makdim means I'm sort of neglecting one for the other. But they both have to be there, ready and present, and incumbent upon me to say that. Okay. But order is something that, you know, there are many different types of orders. You have to, I don't really want to get into the whole question of order. Just I'm saying, in order to have this idea, you need them both to be present and at the same time. Okay. So what are we up to here? Oh, we didn't do the Rashi. We didn't finish this Gemara that we started. So the Gemara says like this, that what? That's the machlokus, whether they're arguing on only when the brachas are the same or even when the brachas are different. Right? Now Rashi says like this. Rashi says that what? He says, Omar of Yirmiya bilahakdim pligi. Right? So that's the Gemara we just did. We just discussed it. But we didn't do the Rashi's. So it's significant to say that they're arguing when the brachas are different. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? Whether there's an idea of being makdim. Okay, go ahead. Take the Rashi. Matt, you were reading yesterday. Okay, that's a funny position. In other words, Rashi says, we don't say that what? That when it says they're arguing when the brachas are different, that it means, but when the brachos are the same, then everybody agrees to do what you want.
Right?
Yeah. Like the opposite.
Right.
They're not opposite.
And that the machlokas is only in the case where the brachos are
right.
Different.
Right. The gears is not that the machlokas is only when the brachos are different. It's even when the brachos are different. Right? Now, why does Rashi say that that's not possible to say this? Because apparently there was a gears like this. Go ahead.
The hashtag, b'she'inan shavos, makvid rabbi huda al-haktamasan, v'amar min shiva'adif.
Right, so that's what we were trying to say yesterday. That it's a further extension of his original idea. That's what Rashi's saying. It's not possible to say that if you hold even just to be makdim, where they're not relating to each other, min sheva expresses itself as a priority. Mm-hmm. That when one is going to be representing all of them, which is a real position, a real tziruf, now is an intrinsic tziruf between the objects, then you do whatever you want. That doesn't make any sense, right?
Yes.
It's funny, the Rashba spends a lot of time trying to prove. The Rashba seems to hold it's possible to hold like that, though. Take a look at the Rashba. It seems to hold it's possible to learn that way. I didn't really want to go into it, but take a look at it. He seems to think it's possible. He tries to prove it. That it's not that way. But he doesn't say like it's a... He doesn't use it as just that logically doesn't make any sense. You have to say...
Does it mean, no matter what, it's be possible with the idea we have.
No, not right. With the idea that we have. Okay. Right. Okay. Go ahead.
In Rashi, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chule.
Now, hold on. Now, what does it say? He skips Rav Yosef, right?
Right.
Di Omar. Now this is an interesting question. It says, Di Omar Rav Yosef, Itim Rav Yitzchak. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, alright, so the Gemara says, Kol Mukdam B'Pasuk, Ze Mukdam B'Bracha. Shneimar Eretz Chita Usrar V'Gefen, Te'ina V'Rimon, Eretz Ze Shemen U'Dvash. Right.
Okay, so Rav Yosef said, or some say Rav Yitzchak said, That whichever is earlier in the pasuk is earlier in the bracha. And here's the pasuk: Eretz Chitzos Ora, V'Gefen U'Te'ina V'Rimon. Eretz, Zeis, Shemen, Udvash. Okay. Now, yeah. So De Omar Rabbi Yosef, or Rabbi Yitzchok, is saying that it's a continuation from the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continuation from what? From what? Lahakdim, when the brachos are different. Correct? It says, I'll show you that what? That there's a shita that this is Rabbi Yehuda, that when it says, this is where Rabbi Yehuda gets it from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, let's see Rashi.
Okay, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Kavdinan Ahagdama.
So you see from Rabbi Yitzchak that what? That we care about which one comes first.
Rabbi Yehuda Isle the Rabbi Yitzchak. Hilkach Kol Shkein Hechadachad Lav Mimin Sheva, Dimin Sheva Adif.
Right. Now these are not all the same bracha, right? I mean, Eretz Chit and Sour is if you eat them raw, it's an adama, right? But so you see that within the Shiva Minim themselves, right, we're makbid about which one comes first based on the pasuk. Therefore, certainly, if you don't have one of them in Shiva, that the min sheva has to come first. Go ahead, Rabbanon.
Rabbanon leish lehu de Rabbi Yitzchak b'makom chaviv, de chaviv adif.
And the Rabbanon don't have this idea of Rabbi Yitzchak in the place of chaviv. What does that mean? The chaviv is adif. Yeah, Max, what were you saying? That if there's no chaviv, it seems that they agree to it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, what were you talking about?
The end. Rabbanan leis lehu de Rabbi Yitzchak b'makom chaviv.
Right.
De chaviv adif.
Right. You have it in Rashi?
Yeah.
That's right. They don't. Well, he holds that. That I think Rashi holds that. He holds by the that by the pasuk. In other words, he holds by Hakdama, but he says b'makom chaviv doesn't apply.
It's true. It does sound like that. It does sound like that from Rashi.
Yeah.
But that's not the way Tosus learns Rashi. It's an interesting thing.
Why is it?
It's interesting. Yeah. What? Sounds like he's saying that. Yeah. See, Tosus doesn't seem to hold that way. See, Tosus says Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu lahakdim. It says Pirush Rashi Vari Lefi Girsa Zu that it says Di. It says that what? Zu Asya Ha. The Omar Rav Yosef kol muktam krib Yehuda dafka. That this rule of kol muktam is only according to Rav Yehuda. Of Rav Shmaya Goris Omar Rav Yosef. Yeah. So he's saying di Omar Rav. If you say di Omar Rav Yosef, then it's a continuation from the last thing, and it's a proof. It's a support for Rav Yehuda. Right? Like Rashi's learning. That's a source for Rabbi Yehuda's din.
In which case it would have nothing to do with the Rabbanan Shita.
In which case it has nothing to do with the Rabbanan Shita. Because how are they going to learn that pasuk? I mean, how could they learn that? How could they learn Rabbi Yitzchak? That he's talking about when it's not chaviv, what kind of a drush is that? It's difficult. Right? It says, Oval Rav Shmaya Goris, Omar Rav Yosef. Not Di Omar Rav Yosef, just Omar Rav Yosef.
Everyone holds.
That's right. V'asi alibi de Rabbanan. It's a separate thing. It's a separate thing. Everybody agrees. Umayri she'ein chaviv in zemizeh. Now, is it going to say that that's the source of Rabbi Yehuda's shita? So then you have to say that the Rabbanan don't learn it. Right?
Why?
Because then they would be the Rabbi Yehuda. Then they would be like Rabbi Yehuda.
No, but I mean, is it just why can't they just be pointing out the source for Rabbi Yehuda? It doesn't mean that the Chachamim don't learn it. It just said this is.
No, but what was I mean? They're gonna be arguing about what case Rabbi Yitzchak was talking about. What was Rabbi Yitzchak talking about? Good question. So if you're gonna learn it like this, you're gonna say Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omar Rabbi Yosef, you can say Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah Hakim, stop. Now, new then, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Did I say it wrong? Amar Rabbi Yosef, sorry. Right? Then it's going to be a separate din. It's not a real question of... It's not part of the prior machlokas. It's a separate din. The first machlokas is when you have min sheva versus chaviv, right?
It's certainly part of the machlokas. I mean, it's not separate. It's not completely separate. I mean, I don't see how. However they interpret it, they're going to have to explain it within that machlokas.
That's right. If you're going to learn it, it's a separate thing. Each one's going to have to explain it. But if you say this is really the source for Rabbi Yehuda, right? Then saying the Chum are not going to learn this way at all. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You're saying why can't they still hold it away? Good question. But he says like this. He says in my Rishin Chaviv is Amizah. The Hazlin and Basar Mukta. What are you saying? Right. Dazlin Basar Muktam. Now when do you go by the Muktam when there's nothing that's Chaviv? Because if you're going to say that you have one that's a favorite, right, within the Shiva Minam, then the Chacham are going to say you go by the one that's the favorite. Now is this drasha of Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yitzchak is only talking about when you're eating of the Shiva Minam. That's all it's talking about. Right? It's talking about when you're eating of the Shiva Minam.
Only the Shiva Minam.
That's it. It's the only thing that this
drasha... Not Shiva Minam versus other things?
This drasha is not talking about Shiva Minam versus other things.
Yeah,
that's a kol shekein.
You get the shita from it.
That's right. They're trying to say, that's what Rashi says, that if there's a halacha of kedima, when they're all Shiva Minam, certainly when one of them is not Shiva Minam,
regardless of chavit.
Right, but this drasha itself is only by the Shiva Minam, right? So what are you going to say? So how are the Chacham going to learn this drasha?
You mean to get out of that culture again.
So they're going to have to say this drasha is only when one of them is not chavit.
Even in the case of only the Shiva Minam.
That's right. That's right. Because they don't have one halacha by the Shiva Minam, one halacha by other, because it's all right. The same idea. Right, that's what he's saying. He's saying, "My wish ain chavivin zemizet. Da azlina basar muktam. Di bechavivin pshita the chaviv kodem. Da afilu b'shaminim legabi shivas aminim amrinim rabban demvarachal ezer shirza." Because now you have a question the other way. If when you have one of the shiva minim and one not a shiva minim, the chaviv say, if the one that's not shiva minim is chaviv, it goes first. Certainly, if they're all shiva minim, the chaviv is going to go first.
So I don't understand. Right? According to that, then why couldn't chaviv still maintain that if chavivus was not a factor at all, then when it came to Shiva Minam versus not, even in that case, Shiva Minam would be chaviv. Not just internally. Why can't the chavivus hold that?
That really the
first rule is chavivus.
Right.
If you're in a case where there's no chavivus, then even if the case is where it's one of the Shiva Minam and one not of the Shiva Minam, Shiva Minam comes first. Why does...
Right. That's what you have to say. His question is, how are you going to learn the drasha? You have to learn the drush is that one of them is not chavav, right?
Well, okay, but I'm saying, if it's not limited to only within the shiva minim.
But he's just proving that if one of the shiva minim is chavav, you certainly have to go with that one first. Because even if one is not, even if the chavav is not one of the shiva minim, you go with that one first.
Right.
Certainly, if it's one of the shiva minim, you go with that one.
Right.
Yeah. So he says, "Umilsa the Rav Yosef, milsa b'api nafsha." It's a separate thing. Rav Yosef is completely separate thing.
Separate from the drasha, you mean?
It's separate from the machlokas of the rabbanan, and it's not coming as an explanation of the machlokas. It's a completely separate statement.
Using that tashkuf,
if you're going to learn like this, right? But he says below in the here the besamach mashma the goras di omer Rabbi Yosi, v'asi k'Rabbi Yehuda dafka. Sounds like it goes only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The komer of chista of Rav Amnuna have a yosvi v'sud also. It's like the rush matches, right? Amalei lo sova lo mar lahad Rabbi Yosi v'damar kol mokam. So you see that's only according to the Rabbanan. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because if the Rabbanan, like the Rush explains, if the Rabbanan held that Chaviv comes first, and then you have this Halacha of Mukdam, then there's no Kash on Rav Amnuna. But it's an interesting thing. I mean, it is a Machlokas, though. It is a Machlokas on whether you're going to say that first it's Chaviv, and then if there's no Chaviv, you go to Mukdam in the Pasuk. What kind of a Svar is that? to say that first you go by Chaviv, and then if there's nothing as Chaviv, then you go to Mukdam. I mean, which is more important? I mean, which is the what's the rule?
It's like you're why is that a problem? Looking for something to be like something has to be more chashiv than the next one, you know?
Why
is that a problem? Well, first.
It sounds like it doesn't sound like a it doesn't sound like a real. What kind of a svar is that? What kind of a svar is that?
It's not like chavis.
Yeah, if you use the pasuk, you use the pasuk. If you hold this as something else, it's something else.
I
don't see the svars. Tell me what what's the machlokas? It's machlokas in the Rishonim, right? Whether the Rabbanon completely disagree with this halacha of Mukdam, right? Or whether it's like a secondary rule. What kind of a machlokas is that? It's a difficult machlokas to define. That machlokas.
In the machlokas in Rishonim, or what?
Machlokas in Rishonim.
But also what the machlokas.
Especially since the way we explain the original Shita, the Rabbanan versus Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Right? Because we said the Rabbanan say the main thing is the Ochel.
Right, so why...
And Rabbi Yehuda says you only go to the Min Shiva because you happen to be doing that accidentally in the process. But apparently the Rabbanan would seem to disregard the process. In other words, that's the way we said originally, what's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? How would you say according to the way we said originally? That we said originally, what's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? That really you're coming, you're in the process of achila, right? And the one that's chaviv is the greatest shame ochel to you, right? And that's the one that you should be mevarich on as the prime ochel to pot everything else. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's true that that's what you're doing, and that's the whole idea. But once you make the bracha, now you're in the realm of min, one min versus the other min, and then you have to go to the objective thing. Now, it's basically the machlokas is the Rabbanan go by the idea of what you're doing, right? The concept of the what you're doing, and Rabbi Yehuda says the mechanism is going to be the mechanism itself is going to have its own determination. Once you're using a mechanism of one min versus another min, now you must use a certain din in the minim, right? But the Rabbanan seem to disregard that. They hold no. The mechanism doesn't play a role here. It all goes by what you're doing, the character of the activity. So what would you say if there's no adif? If there's no chaviv according to Rabbanan?
Well,
he has min shiva. Let's say there's no chaviv, but one of them is the shiva minim.
I mean, you'd have to say that, I don't know, if you want to retain that way of approaching the machlokas, it seems like you'd have to say that there's something, that you need to pick something which is a representative, you know, and so, I mean, you halakha couldn't have just said, at this point, pick anyone that you want, and that'll be the representative of I don't know what the idea is. What was that?
Neither of them are chaviv. Halakha isn't.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
That's true. Then you're going to be stuck.
I don't see how they'd have a stance either way. It seems like they both would be fine. Either side of the Rishonim. From the straw we set up. I see one with yes.
Now, it would seem that the question is, when the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yehuda that we disregard the process, disregard the mechanism, is it that they hold that anything that's accidental doesn't play a role at all? Anything that's just used as a tool doesn't play any determinative factor. It's not a determinative factor, or that it can't be greater than the concept that's intrinsic to the thing itself. You know what I'm saying? It can't override the mechanism can't override the intrinsic idea of the activity.
It's
tafel to it, but if there's nothing that expresses itself, if there's no primary idea that expresses itself, it's still a thing. It's still a thing.
I know what you mean by that.
And that's what it means, and it's not a problem to make recourse to this pasuk. Because the pasuk is just telling you that there is a hierarchy of minim. It's not an imperative. It's not a pasuk that's telling you a chiv. No, that would seem to be the question. Are you learning the pasuk like a chiv? If you learn the pasuk like a chiyuv, you can't say it's a chiyuv in one case out of 100. That's not a chiyuv. A chiyuv is when nothing else is there. This is what you do. That's not a mitzvah. That's not a pasuk. That's not a drasha of a chiyuv. Chiyuv means it is the idea. It is the determinant. But if you say no, it's just telling you a fact. It's telling you a reality of how the meaning relate to each other. And normally that doesn't play a role because that's just the mechanism. That's just in the realm of the mechanism. But you don't make a determinant. The determining factor is not by the mechanism, it's by the inyan. If the inyan is achila, that which is a greater ochel is the one that's going to determine it. Right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have something that's greater ochel, this reality does still exist.
But aren't they, yeah. The elements, aren't they ordered in the pasuk? Because of
the greater Shevach. Greater Shevach. Oh, very strong. Yeah.
But is there saying that this Ohel is, you mean to say greater Shevach? It's not a greater Ohel.
Well, but that's the original, but you can't say to you it's a greater Ohel.
You're right, but now if there's two things that are greater Ohel, so now why are you saying just one's to you and one's.
If there are two things that are.
No, I understand. You're saying that.
Because it's my Achila. It's my Achila. I'm not coming here to make a statement about Eretz Yisrael. I'm doing Achila. I'm saying like this. This is my point before that. In other words, by tastes, you don't say butla daite zokol adam. A guy, if Torah says that chita and saora are greater than zayas and dvash, right? That may be true in an objective sense, but you're not going to say you have no right to favor zayas over chita. You're just a fool. Your das doesn't count. But there's a different thing. It's a different thing if you're saying in terms of kiyam ha'olam or in terms of things like that, there are greater crops. There are things that are greater and things that are less important. Right? But in terms of it might not be in terms of taste. It might be just in terms of sustenance. It might be in terms of a different reason. Right? In other words, whichever country has oil is a powerful country. Not because oil is definitely... if I say, well, I like coal better than oil. Very good, but that doesn't mean you're going to be a more powerful country if you have coal. I mean, there's a greater there are certain things that are on an objective level are have a greater value, and Torah is telling you in terms of these ochlim there's an order of their value, eretz chita, saora, and so on. But I'm doing my personal achila. I'm coming here to enjoy myself, whatever it is. So you say, well, you have no right to enjoy zayis more than chita. Well, that's ridiculous.
Yes, but what does that do with achila? Like the fact that they're greater.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't really have to do with achila. It has to do with something else. With when you're saying one min is going to serve the other, that's an objective idea already. Now you're ordering. You're making the minim in a certain order. You're making a certain. You're forced to go to them as entities.
I don't know if this makes a difference.
Yeah.
It does seem like there's a later Rashi that says there are other
Because of Shevach, he says.
He says,
Shevach Hashiva Zaperos, Betam Shalem. It's hard to say that Chita tastes better than
Vash.
Than Vash. Right. That's a good point. It's a good question. But even so, that doesn't mean I have to like it better.
Right.
No, doesn't mean I have to like it better. So that's a good point, yeah.
So what's the machlokas rishonim?
Oh, so the question is, when you say that there's an inyan and a mechanism, right, are we saying that the mechanism doesn't count at all? The mechanism is bottle,
right.
Is completely bottle to the inyan,
right.
And it
just,
doesn't have any existence, right. Or it's just bottle to the inyan.
Right, fine, okay.
Right?
Right.
I mean the
mechanism of one min pottering the other min. Now you're going to have to come to an idea of saying this min is a min that should represent the minim. That's like the valedictorian example. This min should represent the minim. Now you're making an objective statement. In the Shevach, you're making a statement. This min should represent the minim. Yeah. But that's just the mechanism. That's just going to result from the mechanism. It's going to come out that way, from the mechanism. But it's not really what I'm like. It's not really the inyan. I'm not coming here to make a proclamation about minim. I'm coming here to have for achila.
So
the inyan is achila, but the result will be a certain. You're going to be setting up a certain. You're going to be setting up a podium over there of minim.
Do you have to say for the machlokas rishonim why you would say tuffle versus bittle?
No.
You don't have to say that.
No. I would stay away from that. Okay. Then you never end. Okay. Go ahead. So now Gemara says, "Go plead God the Rabbi Chanan." The Rabbi Chanan. Now this is arguing, but most seem to hold like the Rush also, right? He rejects that idea that the Rabbanan are going to go to Chaviv, are going to go to Min Sheva after Chaviv. Go ahead.
Okay.
Back in the Gemara, right? Did we do this anymore or no?
No.
And this statement of what of Rabbi Yitzchak
right.
argues with the with Rabbi Chanan.
Dam Rabbi Chanan kol pasukulu l'shirin nemar.
Interesting that the whole pasuk is really said to teach you shiurim. Okay, Rashi.
Look at Rabbi Chanan. He says, "How do Rabbi Yitzchak damar hamukdam kodem bracha?"
Okay, so if you can learn like Rabbi Yitzchak, then what are you saying?
Well, the pasuk is coming for Shevach Eretz Yisrael.
The pasuk is coming to tell you the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael.
That it has perils that are
right.
Chashuv.
Umanan akos kaseder chashivusan.
And
now you
can
say it's an interesting thing. Interesting thing. In other words, so if you're going to say the pasuk is coming to give Shevach on Eretz Yisrael, then you say that there's an order. According to the Chashivas is the order. According to the Chashivas is the order. So then you can learn something from that. La'alacha. That if you need a position of Chashivas, meaning one should serve for the others, that's a position of Chashivas, then you should use the Chashivas of the Torah.
So is it saying that it's impossible that the Pasuk could come for Chashivas but not list them in the order of Chashivas?
That's what he's saying. There's no such thing as two things exactly the same Chashivas. Has to be some different level of chashivas.
So even if you have like two min sheva,
that's right.
Take priority.
That's right. Exactly. And that's the kolsh game. Certainly, these are better than all the other fruits. It means in terms of the Torah that if you're going to pick a chashiv entity, the Torah already gave you chashivas. Go ahead.
Okay. Upalig ad Rabbi Chanan.
So why is Rabbi Yitzchak arguing on Rabbi Chanan?
The Amar lo ba'a kasuv lahodiya shevach hashivus haperos b'tam shalhem ela shivcha shel Eretz Yisrael sheish ba'a peros sheshirei Torah nitlin b'hen.
That this pasuk is just no, the pasuk is definitely coming for shevach of Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
But to machlokas, what's the shevach of Eretz Yisrael? Well, how do these peros express the shevach of Eretz Yisrael? It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting machlokas. So, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's coming to tell you that what? What's the Shevach?
That it has
good fruits.
Right.
It has good fruits.
Right.
And according to Rabbi Chanan, what's the Shevach?
That the Shirei Torah are based on the produce of Eretz
Yisrael. Shirei Torah are based on the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. The Kevin Dehachi.
Kevin Dehachi, who lo makbi, who lo hikbid hikbid kasuv al sidran. Chari Bazu Kulan Shavin.
Interesting thing. Now there's no Seder. Now that's what's bothering Rashi. What's bothering Rashi is who cares how you're learning the Shevach over here? Who cares how you're learning what the Shevach is? Fact of the matter is there's a Shevach and there's an order. So in each one's framework, they should still have an idea if one is more chashuv than the other. And since when you're making a bracha, right? And since this is really a tremendous raya to what we're saying, right? Because Rashi doesn't just say that in term. Rashi doesn't say yeah, there is an order, but it's not an achila. It's not a food order. It's a shiurim order, right? He's saying no, there is no order. There's no order at all. There's no chashivas one over the other. Because if there were any chashivas of one over the other, it still would be a statement that this min is more chashiv than this. And that still would be an idea in the Torah. And whenever you're coming, even though you're doing a chila, since you're going to have to make recourse to a mechanism of elevating one min over the other, you'd have to go to the order of the Torah. Even though this order is in a different inyan. Right? That's why he says no. That only according to Rabbi Yitzchak there is an expression of which one is more chashuv than the other. But according to Rabbi Chanan, there's no expression of one over the other. It's an interesting thing. So what does he mean though? You understand what I'm saying, Nissan? Yeah. So what is he saying? He's saying if you're gonna come, but why is there no order? Why is there no order?
One you can't say one.
Because he's saying the Shevach is what? He's saying if you learn the first way, so you see the Shevach is where Eretz Yisrael has great things. Has things that are desired by people.
So now you have to talk about the qualities of those.
That's right. Now the higher desire is definitely going to be the higher Shevach. Now as if you're saying Eretz Yisrael is great because it has things that people like, or things that people consider good, so then the one that represents that idea the best will be the one that is most desirous. Right? There's going to have to be different levels of expressing that idea. Right? So you'll say the first one expresses that idea the fullest, and each one is slightly reduced, because it's in the realm of desire. He's saying it's great because it has desirous things. So the most desirous thing is the greatest. Is the greatest, right, Isaac?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you say that the Shevach is what, is that it's the land that what? It's the heart of Shevach. What's the Shevach? It's the land.
It was the one that was used for the basis of the Shevach.
It's the land of halachic reality. The halachic reality is based on Max's favorite concept, right? Halachic reality. So you can't say this one partakes more of halachic reality than that one. There's no idea of more or less. Can't say that the chita, that the shear of chita, expresses more of a reality in halacha than dvash. Hit something, hit Levi's funny bone. Okay. Okay. Right? You can't say that. There's no more reality. If it's in the realm of desire, that's all fantasy. Exactly. If you say it's in the realm of desire, so desire is different degrees. There's more desirous and less desirous, right? But if you say it's the land that the halachic concepts are based upon, that the halachic reality is expressed through, you can't say this expresses more of a reality or less of a reality. They're all necessary. The whole system, would be incomplete without any one of them. And they're all equally expressed. Yeah?
I understand how halachic reality doesn't have degrees and desire doesn't have
degrees. Yes.
But why necessarily are these things in degrees? Like why can't it just these all be equally desirable?
That's no reality. Right. That's no reality.
Separate but equal?
That's apparently there's no reality. There's no two things that are equally desirable.
So apparently the donkey will survive.
It's a good question, but apparently there's no such thing like that.
No such thing.
Once there are differences, man will attach a hierarchy. Once there are differences, even if it might be arbitrary, something in man will force him to favorites. Seems so. Where do you like to sit, Nissan? Nissan, where do you like to sit?
Where do I like to sit? Right here.
I noticed that. Okay. I'm sure you can tell me why it's the best spot to.
Whereas I like to sit here, making the seat better and it's the least work.
All right, Josh, I'm conducting the... You don't want us to turn our focus on you, Josh. Just be quiet. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's what Rashi's saying. It's an interesting thing. It is an interesting idea. I mean, it's an interesting machlokas. I mean, it seems like it can't be a wider machlokas. Yeah. You know? What's the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael? Is it Gashmius or Ruchmius? Right?
Yeah.
Also, it seems kind of like a chicken and egg thing, because like at one point it's saying that the fruits themselves are desirable, so therefore that makes the earth desirable, and at the other point it's saying the reason we like these fruits is because they represent the land.
No, the reason why we like Eretz Yisrael is because
it has great
the
fruits.
Oh.
Which ones? We don't
no, no, the reason we like Eretz Yisrael is because it has great fruits.
No, you know what? Then the reason not, but the second one is not why we like Eretz Yisrael. It's not really why we like Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
It's a certain reality.
Right.
It's expressing a reality about Eretz Yisrael. This is the land of Hashgach. This is the land, like Torah says. All the other lands are left to chance.
That's which one?
The second one.
The one that says Shirin.
It's not desire. It doesn't make. I don't love Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's not a natural idea to love it more because the Shiurim are there. That doesn't make it a better piece of real estate.
These are like extensions of Eretz
Yisrael. That's in the realm of like reality.
That's in reality that you see. There's a hashkach over here.
Which is the other one seems to say that the fruits themselves are good, and therefore are praised Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, this is saying that the fruits are good because they're an extension of Eretz Yisrael, and the other is saying that the fruits make Eretz Yisrael better.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that way you put in the first one. The fruits are good because they're. I mean. You're not saying anything about the fruits at all. You're not really talking about the fruits at all.
You're just saying
that there's a halachic reality is expressed in the land.
Yeah, and these are an extension of the land. Right. But these are specifically from Israel.
But that shows you what the land is about. It shows you what the underlying idea of the land is. Mm-hmm. The land is there, as an expression of hashkacha. This land is an expression of a certain halachic reality of mitzvah and Torah. It's not just a regular land where you go and you enjoy yourself and.
Even the Gashmias is
right. That's the thing. It's a very far machlokes. That's why it's like a very. It seems like a very wide machlokes. Like for instance, you have one in the brachos, right? So some of the shvatim are praised that their land is very fertile. But that's certainly in terms of the taste. That's certainly in terms of the produce.
Okay, isn't the food like here? Isn't it based on like how they're doctoring the Yigil Midos? It's not really based on like an sexual mahalas. You know, it's based on like how.
How do you see that? I'm just curious how you see that. Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Chanan.
Yeah, because they're not arguing on a concept like I don't like that. Like even Rabbi Yitzchok would seem to agree that.
But where do you see that? How do you which Yigil Midos are they arguing about? I'm not sure what you mean.
Because it seems like isn't it like a drasha kind of. You know what I mean? Doesn't seem like a concept. Like they're arguing like on a certain
nakuda,
like on a certain concept.
But why? Why do you? It doesn't seem like. And to me, it doesn't seem like arguing on Yigil Midos. I mean, I understand.
So what's the like based? How do they arrive?
I don't know. But just because you don't see one and you choose not to investigate the other doesn't mean it's the other. Right? I mean, I equally don't see. I don't see anything. Now, how do you know that it's one or the other? I don't see
a concept.
And I don't see Yigil Midos. So what do you I do see a concept. I would disagree with that because they are coming out with very different ideas. Question is how do you look at the pasuk? What do you think is the shevach of the pasuk? You know what I'm saying? It's like when we had that last thing we did in the with Moshe, right? Machloka says, what level were the Jews on? And then you're going to dash in the psukkah, you're going to learn the psukkah differently. But anyways, this is an interesting question. So is it, I don't know, but you're right. I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
On the next.
Next is skip right. All the Shiurim.
This
is the Ida.
Oh, yeah.
V'idach, interesting Gemara. So V'idach.
Hani Shi'urin Behedya Miksivi.
V'idach is what? V'idach is four lines down. It's Rabbi Yitzchak. So what does Rabbi Yitzchak learn? Where does he get the Shi'urim from? As you can learn, this is the pasuk that tells you the Shi'urim. So you need the Shi'urim.
But why do you have to say, according to our explanation, I don't think he would disagree that he gets a shiur here. He just said that is not what the shevach of the aris is. Why do you have to take this route?
I mean, that's basically what the Gemara says. There's hani shiurim be'edjim miksivi. It's not like the shiurim are written there. The shiurim are not written anywhere. It's all, see, it's a different gear. So it's hilchsa. El hilchsa ninu. In sukkah. Not midrabana, in hilchsa. Meaning it's halach lamosh b'sinai. V'kros mach lebalma.
So why is the Gemara taking this whole line of questioning according to our Svara? It doesn't In other words,
no, because you have to know, is the pasuk expressing an order of chashiras?
Mem aleph on base,
right?
But according to the first guy, he doesn't necessarily disagree that the
five lines down
teaching you the shiurim.
Yeah, he is, because
right. He wouldn't agree that these are the shiurim. He would just say that's not what the pasuk is coming to tell you.
Right.
So what?
But the Gemara. That's a funny question. You're right. But the Gemara seems to be asking. The Gemara seems to be saying that according to Rabbi Chanan, this is where you're getting the shiurim from. It is a very difficult shaka with that. I really don't understand. Then it says that what? It says no. It's all really you get the shiurim from Halacha Moshe Sinai, and this pasuk is an asmachta. But if it's an asmachta,
then still making reference.
So he still should darshan it.
Right. Yeah.
So what's the real drasha? I mean, it's a funny Gemara. I really don't understand what it means. But. I mean, I guess he's saying it's a smachta. I don't know. I guess he's saying it's just a drasha. I mean, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's just a drasha. It's not a chiyuv. I'm not telling you a mitzvah of bracha. There's no halacha. There's no bracha in the Raisa. There's no brichas on the end of the Raisa. But I guess saying it's a smachta means it's not a real limud. But they're both doing drashas. They're both dashing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna were sitting at a suda.
Aishu l'kamayhu tamari v'rimoni.
So they brought before them what? Dates and pomegranates.
Shakul Rav Hamnuna barech atamari.
Right. What's that, lady? Dvash?
What?
What'd you say, Dvash?
Oh, that was
Yuzi.
Yeah.
Alright, well it's Devash is no, that's before
Rashi, right?
Devash is Tamarim, but he brought before him Tamarim. Okay, go ahead. On right. Devash you make a shackle. Go ahead.
Alright, so he took and he made a bracha first on Tamarim.
We're talking about the actual fruit of Tamarim?
Yeah. No, the actual date.
But I thought the Shiva, as a Shiva Minim, it's only the Devash of the.
No,
that's just.
It means Tamarim. Devash is Devash Tamarim. The Kosevas,
but the pre itself is also included in that.
Yeah, what shear is honey? What shear is honey?
Have a grape.
What shear is honey?
Have a honey spot. Given that that's one of the shear.
That's right. That's why it says Devash is Kosevas Agasa. So it's clear that Devash is referring to the date. That's what Rashi says. Devash Amor Batorah, who Devash Tamarim, the Kosevas, he Tamara. The Kosevas is. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay, so Shakal Raham.
That's the Bahag. That you're thinking of the Bahag.
He says
that on natural dvash you make a boy.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
What's natural dvash?
Oh yeah, that's right. If you were to
just by itself.
Squeeze it at all and
no cooks
that. Right?
Squeeze it no good. The dvash. Were you here when we did that? I don't remember.
I don't know. I might have been here, but I don't remember that.
The dvash, that was the Bahag. He says on the dvash, on the honey of the date that comes out by itself you make a boy creates. Because that's natural. That's the pre. Because the Torah says Devash. Anyway,
right.
So they brought dates and Rimonim.
Shako Rav Hamnuna Barech Atmari Bereisha.
All right, so let's get this straight. So he
but
made
dates
which
in the pasuk.
Devash. So he made a bracha. Which one?
On the Tamarim.
He made a bracha on the
Tamarim.
On the Tamarim first. Now, what's the order of the pasuk?
Right, it goes.
It goes. Devash is left.
Right. Right.
Uh-huh. Flash is last. That much we know. So
anything else is going to win.
So what? So anything else should win. Correct.
Right. Okay. Amar le rochista lo spir le mar lahad amar Rav Yosef v'itim Rav Yitzchak kol mukdam v'pasuk zeh mukdam v'bracha.
Don't you hold from the drasha that everything that's first in the pasuk is first from bracha?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so and this is last, so
right.
This should
be
go ahead.
Right,
interesting.
Yeah.
So what does he say?
So he's saying so Zeh Sheni La'art, Eretz Zeh Shemen, Udvash Ksiv.
Udvash.
Hifzik Eretz Es Haseder, V'chazar Laso Zeisim Utmarim Chashuvim Mirimonim.
Okay, so in other words, it says Eretz twice, right? In other words, when we say everything that's muktam in the pasuk is muktam in the bracha, right? It's all it says. Kol muktam the pasuk zeh muktam le bracha. He's saying you gotta understand what that means. It goes by whichever is muktam to the word eretz. Whichever is closer to the word eretz comes first. But it says eretz twice. That's the catch. It says eretz twice. So where does it go? So it goes like this. Eretz chita usa'ora v'gefen uta'ena v'rimon. So how far away is Rimon from eretz? 5. And then it says eretz zeis shemen udvash. So how far away is tamarim from eretz? 2. So you definitely have to say the dvash first. Very definitely make a bracha on the tamarim first.
Why would the pasuk do it that way?
So Rashi is trying.
Eretz what? Chitas Ora.
Chitas Ora. Zei Shem Rivash. I mean,
all right. So he was very impressed.
So he says, Amarle Man Yahid La Nigri De Farzala Unishma Incha.
I don't know why we need that for, but. Apparently he was a busy guy. He needed iron legs to keep up with it. But interesting. Yeah. So yeah. And what is Tosis? So the obvious question is,
what if you have two and two?
The obvious question is, what do you do when you have chita and zayas? Right. What do you do when you have chita and zayas? They're both one from eretz. So what would you say? Without seeing Tosis, what would you say?
There's nothing.
Then
you do equal.
Then
do chavivas? Well, no, we don't just throw in
whatever reminds you of tefillin.
Brilliant. Right? It's interesting. Then you make recourse
to
it's the first of the first.
It's the first of the first. So what's the order then? So give me the full order.
So the first second.
Could do so what do you, what's the real order?
It's chita.
It's chita devash. It's chita zeis shemen.
Right? Chita comes before zeis shemen because that's first of the first. That's first of the second.
First.
But then zeis shemen zayis should come before saora.
Right.
Right.
And
that's the first of the second before the second of the first.
Right.
So what's the order again? So it goes chita, zayas, seora,
devash,
the rest.
Geffen,
the rest.
And all
Geffen, the rest. Geffen, the rest.
Geffen,
the rest. Geffen, the rest.
And then Geffen to Aina and Rima.
Why don't you just write it like that?
I didn't.
That's a good question.
Why don't you just write that order?
And where did Rav Hamnuna come up with this idea that eretz is a reset thing? Eretz is a reset.
I mean, it does seem like there's a grouping because all the other things are just as they exist in the natural form. The zeishem and vash is like the
how about geffen?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the uncle?
Geffen in the first group.
No. Uncle Louis.
Where's the buzzer? Yeah, listen to the Tirgum. It says like this. Arachitin Vasarin, the Guftin Sainin, Rimonin, right? Ara Dize Soho Ovdin Mishcha. Right, the land whose olives won't make oil,
yeah.
The he of the dvash, and it produces honey.
It being the land.
The land, I guess.
Not the olives.
Or the oil.
That was the first one. The first one's a what? It's just the land of chitim, seorim, gufnin, einim, rimonim. She's trying to explain what zeis shemen. What those two are here saying. The last two do reference a product, shemen. Although Rashi says zeis shemen really just means an olive, right? Zeis shemen, he says. Zeisim ha'osim shemen. But it's really referring to zeisim. Yeah.
Based on Unglis' move, it would seem like Geffen should then be in that same group, since that's also like a product.
That's interesting. I mean, it is interesting. It doesn't mention one.
It doesn't. Unkos doesn't say.
No, the pasuk proves Geffen in the first group, not in the second.
The pasuk uses the word Geffen at Yayin.
Right, uses the word Geffen. Chita se'or Geffen.
So you'd say that's actually a reference to the vines, then?
No, I mean, it does seem like those are two different. I mean, because Geffen still is like grapes? Like an ochal. Yeah, I mean.
Right.
As opposed to like a condiment.
But does he usually say the shemen and dvash are like condiments or like side?
You don't just pick up dvash and
tomorrow.
Oil?
That's not what the puzzle is.
The geffen does mean both.
Yeah, but the geffen's referring to the yayin.
No. Well, I mean.
Even if you say it's referring to the yayin.
Okay.
Those are things that are.
And if you were to say that they were condiments, like side products, I'd say that they should always be at the end.
It is also food in it.
They'd be at the very end because they're not even foods.
Puzzle says.
If you were to say that it's like a condiment type thing, then they should be at the very end, not. Like,
yeah, so what's the idea? Why is there two errors? Eretz, chita se'ora,
Geffen,
and Rimon. Right? Geffen is in Rimon, and then Eretz, this Shemin Advash. See, Uncle is saying that really the Eretz is going back on. But it's really Eretz Zishemen and Eretz Dvash.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, the second Eretz goes on each one. You know?
Right. Well, I guess you could say he's really going on all of them. But anyway, the He of the Dvash. It's an interesting thing. Because it's not the land of the honey, I mean,
right.
Not directly related to the land. The land produces ultimately honey. But anyway, that's Unkos. I mean, we're not really darshing the pasuk as Dvash to be honey. That's the problem. Right? But anyway, wait, what are the two eras? Are you saying that it's two different groupings?
It seems like it's two different categories of Sheva.
Right, that would answer the question why I couldn't just list it all.
Right.
Why couldn't I just list it Eretz, Chita, Zeshemet, Sheora, Vash? What's that?
But then also why use Eretz? Why use that as a reference?
Because that's what, isn't that what's being
Well, that's the grouping, otherwise you can't group them. Otherwise you can't group them properly.
Right.
No, he's saying it's two groupings.
Right.
Two groupings.
Oh, given the two groupings, okay.
And the first grouping is greater than the second grouping, he's saying.
So then, according to that, even the remote is better than the... Not quite.
You're not saying that the entire first group... You're not saying... There's two ways to say that one group is better than the other. The worst of this group is better than the best of that group.
No, what you're saying is...
Right, that's not what you're saying.
No, I'm saying as a category. As a category, it's better. But if you look at it individually, it could be different. Like as a category, this category is greater than this other on the other category. So then, if you have two equal individuals within two categories,
right? Two tops.
So if you have two tops, so then obviously they're equal individually, but categorically they're.
Yeah, but how do you know? What if you have a bottom of one, and you have a rimon of you have the rimon and the dvash? Maybe you say that everything in the first category is higher than everything in the second category.
You don't
think that. No. You take it because, like, both of the categories are based on closeness to the arts, right? So the first category is a category. As a category, is closer to the arts.
This is Chamishi arts and this is Sheni arts. Oh, you answered Chita versus Zayas?
Yeah. So then anything within that category, which is at the top of that category, is going to be, therefore, even closer to the arts.
Right.
Now, that category is closer to the arts than the second category,
right.
but since they're both connected to the arts, just in different ways, but this one is considered better than the other, in the second category, if it's connected to the arts, it would be higher than the bottom of the other one. Because the bottom of the other one, though it's connected through a higher medium, it's still lower on that scale.
Right. Well, what's interesting is this expression, Zesheni Lars and Zechamishi Lars. So they're two different arses, right?
Well, no, at that point it was talking about the same art.
No.
No, not at that point.
No.
Because the Rimon is the last of the first.
Oh, no, no, that's changing. Let me see. Yeah.
Right? Hifsik Eretz as Hasede, Vechozer Lasos, Jason Vitamorim, Chashuvim, Mi. What do you say?
I think he just takes out Tainim, right?
Mi Tainim Rimonim. Why does he want to do that? And it says now that Zeis, Shemen, and Dvash, oh, Zeisim and Tamorim, you take that the Tamorim. Takes out the first Tamorim, right?
The first.
No?
I don't know.
Chashuvim Yirmonim.
Mi Te'enim is Nimcha.
V'tevas Mi Te'enim Nimcha. Right, last was Zeisim and Tamorim. Right, I'm sorry, that's right. The last two are more Chashuv than Te'enim and Rimonim. Why is he willing to take out Te'enim and Rimonim? I don't know. Why would we take it out? Doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
Anyway.
Sheharimon
Chamishi L'Arts means it doesn't fit in. Sheharimon Chamishi L'Arts Haksuva Barosh HaMikra V'Dvash Sheini L'Arts Haksuva B'Sofo. It's an interesting thing.
Why can't you just say the Shabbach is really on the Aretz
It's the same Aretz.
Without the Aretz, I mean, what do you give the Shabbach on? You have two Shabbachos. You have the food and you have the Aretz.
Right, it is the same Aretz. It's both referring to the same Aretz. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
It's both referring to the same Aretz. So it's going to come out like Tosis, you're right. Right? It's going to come out that from the same Eretz, the Chita is greater than the Zayas, but the Zayas is greater than the Sora. It's difficult, I mean, it's difficult. Why didn't you just put it all in one order? Right? You're going to say they do like two separate things, and then you don't really have a good ride anymore.
Yeah.
Problem.
It could be two separate categories of the same art. Right? So why, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why, like, you know, two separate categories of products.
But then, shouldn't they be equal?
But in terms of what they're referring to, they're the same.
Just give me one minute. Which,
by that reason, should the first be equal to the other first?
Yeah. both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's drasha. It's a drasha. Right. I mean, Rashi's saying it's written this way to teach this deal. Right. He says. He says, "Udva eretz zeh shemen udvash tichsiv b'seifei dikra." Zos sheni la'aretz. Which aretz? He says, "It's a little piece of Rashi too." Eretz zeh shemen udvash tichsiv b'seifei dikra. That last phrase, "Hifsik eretz es haseder v'chozer laso zeisim v'tamorim chashuvim mirimonim." Saying why is it it's hifsik and it goes back to make the zaysim and the tamarim more important than the rimonim. Sharimon chamishi l'artiksu of rosh mikra dvash sheni l'artiksu of b'sofo. He's saying that's what it's doing. What is it coming back? Why did it just end off say zays shem and dvash, which would all go back to the first word eretz? Right, that would mean that this is the list, this is the hierarchy. So it comes back to say Eretz again in order to put these before those. Eretz Chitas, in order to put these before those.
It's the same, not only is it, when you said it's the same Eretz, I thought you meant verbally as well, that this, the first Eretz sets up a list.
Right.
So the second Eretz would also be setting up a list. But the thing though is that the second Eretz is in the context of a whole one. So then you would interpolate.
And then Tosfos tries to retain the original idea of kol hamukdam b'pasuk.
It does say that.
Because that's the original memory. The original memory is kol hamukdam b'pasuk.
Right, not kol hamukdam la'eretz.
Kol hamukdam la'eretz. So Tosfos is saying, well, we still have the kol hamukdam b'eretz. That is kol hamukdam b'pasuk. That's whichever eretz is closer. I don't know. It's very hard to. It's hard exactly to understand the drasha. All right. So what do we do? You want to do the halacha l'maaseh tomorrow?
Yeah.
Alright, so go through the Shulchan Aruch there. Okay. And if you want to take a look at Mar Shah, by the way, on that, on the.